welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. So I am recording this on February 23rd, and at this point I would say I'm not up to my eyeballs in tax season, but I would say maybe I'm up to like here with tax season already. Starting to feel a little bit overwhelming, and it's only going to go downhill from here. So, but this episode isn't getting released until the last Monday of tax season. So, because of that, I've decided today that I want to read a letter to my future self. The future self being the Katrina on the day that this episode gets released, because I have just some things going through my head, and there's nothing like going into tax season to make you feel kind of, I don't know what the word is, but I'm gonna read this letter and then we'll chat a little bit after that. As I sit down to write this letter, I know that you're probably tired, exhausted. Tax season has undoubtedly taken its toll on you yet again, and you're likely counting down the days until it's over. Congratulations, you made it to the last Monday of tax season. I can imagine that you've put in more hours than you ever thought possible, and that burnout is once again looming on the horizon. But amidst all the work and the chaos and the exhaustion, I want to remind you of something important: your passion for horses. Ever since you were a little girl, horses have been a constant in your life, a source of joy and happiness. They've always been a part of you, woven into who you are. Despite the ups and downs of life, you've never strayed far from your horses. And for as long as you can remember, you've had a deep-seated desire to do something great. Do something amazing with horses. I know that over the years, your vision of what amazing with horses looks like may have shifted and changed. Maybe you've doubted yourself, you've questioned whether you're good enough or whether you're capable enough to achieve your dreams. Maybe you've let things like time or money or your health hold you back from fully embracing your passion. The unknown has definitely held you back. But let me remind you, there are no more excuses. As tax season comes to a close and you emerge from that whirlwind of work and responsibilities and fatigue, I want to urge you to seize this moment with both hands. You can take some time to rest, maybe pull up a lawn chair out in the pasture and just hang out with your horses, but then it's time to get to work. You've spent far too long putting your dreams on hold, waiting for the perfect moment or the right circumstances to align. But the truth is, there will never be a perfect moment, you'll never feel ready, and it will never feel like it's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. There will always be obstacles and challenges to overcome, and there will always be a certain level of doubt that you will have to push through. So, don't wait any longer. Take that list of goals you've been compiling over tax season and dive headfirst into your passion for horses. I don't know what that looks like right now, but it's time to make it happen. You are capable of achieving greatness, of making a meaningful impact in the world of horses. Trust in yourself, believe in your abilities, and never underestimate the power of your dreams. No more excuses, no more hesitations. Go out there and do something amazing with horses. So, sitting here right now on February 23rd, that's where I'm at. I really want to do something great with horses now. Once tax season's behind me, that's the plan. In that letter, I mentioned a list. I've started a list writing down one horse-related goal per day, and I'm hoping that I've managed to write a goal every single day for all of tax season. I'm hoping to have a list of 61 items. Yes, I'm gonna say for every day of March and every day of April, 61 items. With a list that large, there's no reason why even May 1st, day one after tax season, I can't find something that I can do to start achieving something amazing with horses. I know I'm gonna be tired come April 30th, and like I said, I can take a day or a week or whatever I need to recuperate, but then it's time to put the work in. I've stalled on my horse dreams for far too long. It's time to make things happen. So, kind of a different episode. Be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle, and until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.